Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 22nd of October. Starting off with Ascent Resources, where there was decent price action yesterday. Obviously, one has to be a bit cautious that we had a bull trap in the stock through the 200-day line the other week, but a key reversal higher through the 200-day line yesterday and a gap higher today, so it does show that there's more interest coming in. And the top of the triangle from the end of February here on the daily chart heading towards around 7.8 pence. Hopefully that'll be the target while the shares remain above the initial October peak at 4.87 pence. And hopefully more to come if we can get up to that area near to the 8 pence area. On to Aminex, where I managed to avoid the stock on the initial way up, largely because of its fundamental situation. But the current situation is that at least while we're above two-day support at 1.1 pence, we could see a new leg to the upside. That would be up towards that October resistance line projection from last year, heading towards 1.9 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you wait for an end-of-day close through today's 1.4 pence peak. But one can say that at least while we're above 1.1 pence and with the golden crosses that we're getting with the near-term moving averages, there is enough momentum to take this situation forward, especially as 1.1 pence was also resistance on the way down. So old resistance becoming a new support. So quite a tight set up there for Aminex. The COVID situation, COVID plays are back in town at the moment. We've got 4D Pharma breaking out of this falling wedge it was in for the last, couple of weeks or so. That resistance line there from earlier in the month at a pound, and while we're above a pound, looking for the area between the 50-day and 20-day moving averages around 120 to £1.25. The positive factor here, apart from the falling wedge break also being the way that support was found in the middle of the gap higher from August, which means that the bears weren't strong enough to get the shares back for a full fill of the gap down towards 80 pence. So that is quite encouraging. Also bullish divergence actually in the RSI window as well. So that's another leading indicator on a potential rebound, at least towards, as I said, the 120 to 125 area. Onto a stock which is rather less high profile, but could become so over the near term. Enwell Energy, here we've got this consolidation here under 20 pence. Obviously looking for an end of day close through 20 pence. If we can get that, then it's the top of the rising December trend channel by the end of the year at 35 pence plus. The good thing here is that the stop loss would be an end of day close back below the 50 and 200 day moving averages at around 16 and a quarter pence. And so the risk reward here looking reasonably good. But at the moment, just waiting for that 20 pence break on Enwell Energy. On to a stock which is worth checking out in terms of the dynamic price action we're seeing at the moment. J-Wing looking particularly encouraging at the moment. The reason for that is the breakthrough, the 200-day moving average. That's at 3.18 pence. We've also broken the initial September resistance at 3.25 pence. And I think we're back above the 200-day line for the first time in a long time. Below the 200-day line, stock markets judged to be in a bear trend and above it a bull trend. And as you can see here, it's been years since the shares were above the 200-day line. The view here is that while we remain above the 200-day moving average on an end-of-day close basis, we could head up towards the top of that broadening triangle from the end of December, currently pointing at around, 7.5 pence. And hopefully that could be hit by the end of the year, or hopefully even sooner. Good to see Novacyt breaking the big £10 barrier by quite some margin. In fact, we're just hitting that line of the rather optimistic looking line of resistance that I drew a few weeks back. That was a February resistance line projection, and we just hit that today. I've gone through it today, in fact. What's the next phase now, I suppose, is to see how far We expect the shares to go after this. Wasn't actually expecting the shares to get this high this soon. But if one draws a rather steeper trend channel on the daily chart, you would see that we're looking, I suppose, currently towards that's probably going to be around the £12 mark, £12 50 mark, in fact, at the top of the September trend channel. So above yesterday's high at £10.10, up to as high as £12.50, hopefully as soon as the end of next month, and the way things are going, possibly even as soon as the end of this month. So very encouraging on Novacyte at the moment. Novacyte, rather mature bull run there, but hopefully with the OPG Power Ventures, we're looking at the beginning of something positive and an extended move. The resistance line there from March, heading towards 18 pence at the top of this March triangle, and we're really looking for that 18 pence target while we hold above the 50-day moving average, which is basically today's low at 10.5 pence on an end-of-day close basis. So a reasonable setup there on OPG. Another stock which has been looking very sharp over recent days is Ormond Mining. Here we were looking for it originally up to around 1.7 pence, which hopefully will be seen sometime in the next week. But this consolidation here, this bull flag consolidation, looks as though it's a pretty powerful one. And really, while we're above today's support around 1.1 pence, looking for hopefully much more than 1.7. Could be even up to the old one-year resistance line projection, which I've drawn on the daily chart, up to 3.5 pence. And that could be hit as soon as the end of next month. So above 1.1 pence, up to perhaps 3.5 pence for Ormond Mining. On to probably one the stock, which is the sort of a social media highlight of the day, Premier African Minerals. Lots of people willing it higher. So far, not quite as exciting as maybe people's enthusiasm is at the moment. But we have had a bear trap here from below, let's say 4.5, 0.04.5, and also the brief dip yesterday as well, joining the one that we had at the end of September. Probably the easiest thing here, though, is to wait for a break of the 50-day moving average and that line of resistance from July around 0.05. End of day or end of week close above that would then open up the big target here, which would be 0.15 pence at the top of that says broadening feature from February on the daily chart. But obviously that would be 2 or 3 months away. Initial target, the 200-day moving average at 0.075. Stock which is rather less dramatic, but could have its days over the near term is Reach. Here we've broken this recent consolidation, very strong one given that it was a gap higher which has held. In fact, we held above the gap very successfully over the last month or so and bounced off the 20-day moving average at 79 pence. While there's no end of day close back below the 20-day line, looking for the top of the April broadening triangle as high as £1.30, hopefully by the end of next month. It's about the gap. We've had two gaps higher here over the last couple of months, the one at the early September and then the one later in that month. So this looks as though it is a very strong situation indeed on a technical basis. Some people are focusing on Rambler at the moment. Interesting, given the way that the chart is looking sorry for itself. Shares just near the lows. I suppose the positive here is that the RSI went down to around, it went down to around the 5 out of 100 level, which is about as low as you'll ever see on a stock or a market. There is an interest here in terms of the shares bouncing off that line of support there from August. And so we do have a valid bottom fishing opportunity there. Versus the 0.3 pence level. While we're above 0.3, hopefully the shares can head back towards support on the way down, which was around the 0.7 to 0.8 pence area. But obviously, this is still a very highly speculative falling knife situation. But at least the RSI is in favour, and so is that August 2019 support line If you're looking for a momentum signal, you'd probably be waiting for a break of the October resistance line there around 0.5 before entering the fray. Finishing off with Supply Me Capital, which I believe has had some positive news today. Interesting that going into the news today, we had this triangle, symmetrical triangle on the daily chart. We also found support at old resistance from April at 0.4 pence, so that was a plus as well. And probably the highlight on a technical basis for me at the moment is the way that we've got this 50-day moving average rising really sharply. That's around the 0.56 level. So an end-of-day close above that today or for the rest of the week could be a decent momentum buy signal for the shares. Big picture target here, if we remain above the 0.4 pence area, would be a journey to the top of the rising trend channel from May as high as 1.4 pence. So hopefully Supply at Me Capital fans would appreciate that particular bit of analysis. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.